Thursday, July 6, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m.
It's now 9 o'clock.
Start over.
Okay, we'll call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for July 6th. It's now 9:04 a.m. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, go team.
Okay.
Is it the order? I wonder if that's the order.
Yeah, I have a first one right here.
Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill? Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I'd like a motion to excuse Bill for the meeting today.
Second.
Kevin or?
Kevin.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill is absent. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Start with the consent agenda, the approval of the previous minutes for July 3rd, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Jeff Curry to present report of clerical errors. For the board to review, correct the assessment of undervalue or overvalue property.
I didn't bring any new ones today, so.
Okay, is that, will that be the next meeting? The following?
Yep. Well, I think it's the middle of
16th.
17th. Right at the bottom of your agenda there. 17th.
Yeah, 17th. Okay. All right, we'll move on to review property valuation protests. Considering all papers relating to the protest, and to hear from the referees additional testimony, we may set aside findings to hear the protest anew.
Okay.
We will start with parcel 220052700, Frederick and Judy Sunt, 817 East 29th Street, South Sioux. Previous 150615, land 33750, previous total 184365, improved 187705, land 33750, current total 221455, referees 207755.
Structural defects from flood, deferred maintenance due to lack of pictures of damage to foundation issues. You change the condition to fair.
Who looked at this, Ron?
That was me. Jameson. Yeah. He provided lots of pictures. The guys went and checked it out. He has an estimate here from Thrasher of what it would cost. So I lowered the condition.
Is there a picture of it in there?
There's a lot of pictures.
How many pictures in front of the house?
This.
The pictures are, sorry, not.
They're okay.
Not. They're upside down.
Yeah, that settling with the flooding feels.
Yeah. Up on one of the I know it's probably fairly common.
Did the
settling with the flood on these two?
The flooding?
Yeah, that one. Well, the water level got high. I don't think it got into the basement there, but it got all
closed.
Well,
that's wallpaper that's.
Yeah.
Rink,
I mean, if they're actually coming in, if they got it against it, I don't.
Thrasher said 11,000 for their bid on it.
so you can automatically assume that's the highest. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go pretty crazy in what they throw out on their beds.
Fracture duct.
Yeah, they're... South Sioux in general has a lot of settling.
On the north side of the avenue, the gumbo in that area is unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's pretty common to see those cracks and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
you can't get it off a shovel. Yeah.
This is a current picture, and just from that, it does appear like it's average condition.
Mm-hmm. But with the crack,
Can I turn
and that's what the condition's for, to account for that. So condition changes that depreciation, which is the money it's going to take to bring it back to normal. So that's how we account for foundation problems.
We probably should put that under functional, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, functional.
Okay. Does anyone have any objections to the referee's finding? I don't.
I'm good.
I don't.
Okay. We'll move on to parcel 22005471. M. Dean Dudley and Rosalie Bates. I don't have an address on this one. It's like 813 East 29th, South Sioux. Previous 141,365. Previous land 33,900. Previous total 175,265. Improvements 148,865. Land 33,900. Current total 182,765. Referee 182,765. So we'll left that the same. What were they saying?
They thought their house was more than the neighbor's house.
They were murmuring their improvement values, price per square foot, that whole block. They were the highest, but
yeah,
up there sold 10 years ago for 147,000.
And he wants it at 127.
We don't. Is this on that east? This is the stuff on the other side of G, right? 813 would be down the way.
This is right across from, or right next to the one we just looked at.
I think we've had 3 sales in the last 2 years, and none of them are under 2.
Average.
That's why there's no change.
Okay. They even had a little split in the back end that sold for over 2, I believe.
You're tough.
Well, go with the referee.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. It's comparable to the house right now.
What's that say?
They have pictures there, and I sent the guys
out. Ground's sucked. That's a foundation.
It's not a foundation issue, just the ground settling.
Well, sure it
is. That's where the
dirt.
And so that's where they painted 20 years ago or whatever.
I stuck it on the bottom rail of my house, you know, from the light farm, and you can see the settling over the 15 years I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a... Yeah, this is going to happen. So.
Okay, the next will be parcel 22007472. Joshua Brewer and Emily Magdan, 1681 Hamlin. Previous 123,200. Previous land 26,800. Previous total 150, improvements 157,525, land 26,800, current total 184,325, referee 184,325. What was there?
No interior or exterior changes or improvements have been made to the property. Not enough to justify a 19% increase in 1 year.
What did you guys?
It's going to be a common thing, actually, but it's all up to market now, so.
It's
all equalized.
It's what it's going to sell
it's
for.
It's just like getting back to equal sign.
A lot of people are going to argue that it was a big jump, but.
It's just realistic. 150 there the year before that, and year before that, and year
most
before
likely.
That, most likely. So it's not like a 19% in 1 year.
Yeah,
anybody think we need to?
That was no
discuss further.
3.6 acres.
Okay.
Mark, are you ready for a chew?
Right. I'd probably have to step out in about 10 more lists.
Move on to
keep your arm about that.
Parcel 22001281, Douglas and Jeanette Moniger, P.O. Box 123, 1314 Walnut, Dakota City.
What?
His garage.
Previous 128955, previous land 8250, yeah. Previous 137205, improvements 127100, land 8250, current 135350, referee 128175. So
they went down.
But a 15% additional.
They have a attached garage that is pulling away from their house, and okay. He's in the middle of the whole reconstruction. So we asked where he got this $10,000 off from, because it goes from 135, and he just took 10 for the fix of it. And he said he just. Yeah, he was going to demo, but he said he literally just pulled it out of the air, so I kind of met him in the middle, I guess. We sent the guys out, and he is in the middle of construction of that, so.
Okay.
We looked at it, we'll look at it again next year for a pickup list. And
okay. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Okay.
Rock and roll, how should we?
Parcel 22005644. Jeffrey and Teresa Lederer, 2720 G Street. Previous 5890, previous land 37210, previous 95-3. Improvements 108590, land 37210, current 145-8, referee 99780. So this went up 4, roughly. What was she requested it at 90210?
I think he requested it quite low. He requested 55,000 actually.
No, he requested 92.
Oh, 92. Oh, okay.
Oh, 50. Oh, that's just for the building.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. I
didn't think quite make that. So we're going to turn.
So we it lowered substantially from what it was.
Yeah.
Almost to what they were asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What makes it go out at 145? Is it just, is there a program that does generates all that, Jeff?
Yeah. It's a calculation in our CAMA system. So it's all based on a 2015 Marshall and Swift, what it costs to build. And then from that point, the quality and the condition adjusts to do it. So if that one was like at a 30 quality, let's say, and the guy switched it to a 20, that's going to be a significant dollar change.
But does each property get looked at for quality when you send them out?
It does.
Your office and then
Once every 6 years, we have to knock on every door in the county. So, this one, it's hard to say when we were at it last.
Yeah.
Which one this is for sure.
Is it possible Sweet Corn in 4 days?
Yeah. Jenkins is this.
That was him.
Yeah. Because I was down there just the other day.
Okay.
He just wants to.
I'll hook you up, John.
I don't have any.
No, I don't.
He wants a culvert and across his place there. That's why he's going with
these two quick.
Oh, yeah. I know. Hey.
Why don't we go in here?
Here. I don't know.
We're talking about Sweet Corn, okay? Come on.
Those raccoons got into the night before last tour, so some of them.
All right. I don't have any objections on that one.
No, that's the one, the 99780.
Yeah, it's substantially down almost to where they wanted it.
So. Right.
Okay, parcel 22017826. No. Parcel 22000-3270, Patrick and Mary Hogan, P.O. Box 163, 313 Vine Street in Jackson. Previous 61.5, land 15, previous total 76.5, improvements 88.920, land value 15, current 103.920, referee 103.920.
What are you guys, who looked at that one?
I did. Their only argument was they hadn't done anything to it.
Yeah. But again.
We're going to see that a lot.
Yeah, this is a market.
Type right.
I like it. Let's just keep it where it's at.
Yeah.
And you guys are okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, parcel 2201-78526, Northeast Nebraska Telephone, P.O. Box 66, 110 East Elk and Jackson, previous 116-210, previous land 17-425, previous 133-635, improvements 143-555, land 17-425, current 169-80, referee 97505.
Wow.
So that just went down all across the board.
This was an interesting one. It's basically they bought this house that was severely damaged. It's pretty much all gutted. They have no water running to it, no electricity, no heat, no air. So I basically changed the condition down to 20, and then I did a 43% functional, which is basically what it would cost to get it back up to market value.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that house. Is just...
But he bought it for $70,000, but it was foreclosure, so I couldn't go that far.
All right.
It's a storage house, all of it.
Yeah, storage for that.
I've seen it. It's
storage for what?
It's just boxes and spools and weird stuff.
Okay, parcel 22001494, Leah Hansen, P.O. Box 592, 317 Fifth Avenue. Is that?
Yes.
That's South Sioux, right?
Yeah.
It's not. Okay. That's in South Sioux. And previous 23315, land 6480, previous total 29795, improvements 37720, land 6480, current total 44200, referee 41270.
Yeah, she was under the impression that it was older than it was, but I checked the original property record card and it was built then. And basically I just changed the quality to low. It's just this little house, little box.
Yeah. It's just now they're being equalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did change the quality.
All right.
From fair to low.
Okay. Parcel 22004457, Richard Anthony Voss, P.O. Box 1083. And don't know where that is. Do we have an address for that one?
This is card in there?
117 Fairview Drive.
Where did they sign this on?
Fairview Drive.
117 Fairview?
Yeah.
That's the South Sioux?
Or no, yeah.
Well, yeah, South Sioux address, but. Okay. He had a previous of 9750, previous land 24440, previous total 121490, improvements 132450, land 24440, current 156890, referee 156890.
Mm-hmm. What was the same?
His was just an increase.
Yeah, there's a cluster of them down there at the end of that
street.
He's
the only one with the duplex down there, too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's that similar footprint. It's kind of a common theme. I think it was a... Hey, didn't he buy it for over 140 back in 9 or 10?
Yeah, it was... Say 142.
And you figure since 11, we've had an annual 3.74% appreciation since 11, so we're pretty fair in that ballpark.
So there's no issues with the house, and he was asking for it to be less than what he paid for it.
Right.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
know. I think that's fair. Referee, you guys like that?
Yeah.
Okay, parcel 22000-9791,
Good luck.
Prasuth and Sa Inthasane.
Nice.
That's the deputy coming out of it right there.
Address is 205 North 17th in Dakota City. Previous 61205, land 6600. Previous total 67805. Improvements 79195, land 66. Current total 85795. Referee 85795.
Photos on tablets.
Yeah, he brought. I didn't see any reason to change it. I'm sure there's a lot of foundation issues around. He honestly didn't. He showed me some photos on his tablet. I wanted him to bring them in, but he never did. I recommend maybe get an estimate of what the repair cost was. But
so he didn't really justify the lowering.
Yeah. Okay, let's referee it up then, should we? Yeah.
Parcel 220043671, Lee and Michelle Botker, 3929 Woodway. Previous 106885, land 1295. Previous 118980. Improvements 113340, land 1295. Current 125435, referee 125435.
Not a big jump. Where's Woodway Avenue? That must be their Sioux City address.
Off of Southridge.
Right. Really? There's a Woodway?
To the south of it across 39.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, yeah. So they only have a $7,000 jump overall.
Paid 126 in 07, so we're at 125.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't.
No brainer.
Kind of a.
Why did these people protest?
Why would they spend the time and energy to?
Well,
I remember last year we seen something that was like $5,000, $4,000 to protest.
Yeah, and they
talking literally $100.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 2201 48090 Kenton Lindsay, 1518 First Avenue Southwest. Previous 6530, land 0. Previous total 6530, improvements 10490, land 0. Current total 10490, referee 65. So it's gone down $30 from last year.
Home,
yeah.
And they're at 1528 Island Drive.
Or 1528 Island Drive?
The Tompkins?
Yeah,
the mailing address is Lamar's.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 220031398, Dennis and Sheila Jensen, 536 East Deerfield Circle. So that is. South Dakota?
North Sioux.
So what's their situs?
402 West 15.
Okay, 402 West 15.
The Mons and Hunt edition.
Okay.
So they went from 24/7 up to 43, and the referee originally was 54.90.095, so they dropped it down a little bit. So it sounds like to me it looks like you guys kind of met him semi in the.
Yeah, I'm not sure if
three quarter in the middle
screws up the system, but I basically changed. I changed the actual age to the effective, to equal effective age, but I don't know if that was going to screw things up.
What does that mean?
The actual age is the actual year is built. The effective age is
like a remodel.
Yeah, if there's a remodel.
How big is the house, John? Go back the other way.
I don't know if that screws right up there. The system though.
846.
You're more or less just changing condition.
Yeah.
Condition. Yeah, because effective age.
Yes.
So
you can change both the condition or the effective age.
Condition and quality are the two usual culprits that cause problems. Now, but if the condition and quality are okay, then you can change it functionally. Like if it's already a 10 condition, which is as low as we can go, and it has a foundation problem, then you can add like functional on top of it. But the effective age is if, say the house is 50 years old,
but somebody put a new roof on it, new siding, put some new windows in it. So the actual age is 50, but we'll reset the effective age to like 25 because they've added another 25 years of life to the home is how it works.
They just remodeled it.
So would that be
So if they remodel, you'll see that we'll change the condition. The effective age can be changed that way, too.
Okay. So I guess if they did remodeling and stuff like that, I don't see why it shouldn't. I don't have a problem.
This is going to get you a lot of votes next time around, as long as people, they don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you a lot of votes. Your signature on every one of these to go to these people.
You should be a champion. Next.
All right, let's keep it at the 43, right?
Do I need to read all the previous improvements and all that stuff?
If it was me, I was going to tell you, if it was me, I would go previous totals, what's in the orange, and then go to the current and the referee. That's what I would do.
He got me.
All the colored ones is what I would do.
He told me last time I had to read them.
Oh, yeah.
So the hell I did.
You kind of read them all. I was like, oh,
bullshit. Right. The hell I did. I did not say that. Believe me, I like making things simple and quick. You ever notice when I'm in a meeting, I skip words in my agenda just to get through it.
He likes it simple and quick. That's what the wife said.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I put your leaves.
Okay.
All right. Well,
man.
Actually, we're having a little bit of fun here.
Okay.
2200-42306, Robert and Linda McCoy, P.O. Box 277. That is going to be the address of...
Has to be a building, isn't it?
Yes.
Down around the round... Around the
there's not a proper...
Roundhouse Road.
Yeah.
Right. It's down by... No, it's down by... D.A. Davis.
What's that?
Down there by...
East
Stereo Town, or the Stereo Joint, South City
yeah,
Toll.
Okay.
Around that
Gulf Road area.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the original was 53,175, and then the improvements, they wanted one. Okay, we want 109,480.
You guys want
101? So the land is what the land almost tripled.
So what this is,
and the building went up 30.
It's a commercial property, so. It's a code 406 for a storage warehouse.
Okay.
She also owns the vacant lot next door. So we rolled over the warehouses, so if that's correct and where it should be, and she's wanting her next door vacant land that hasn't rolled over yet. I explained it to her, and she understands. So next year her vacant's going to be the same land as that, but it's just there.
But we know that the commercial...
Right.
It's in the middle of the reappraisal.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. Parcel 2201-48732, Rodney and Joanne Harris, 107 Hanks Way, previous 276-225, current 294-205, referee 294-205.
Yeah, that's what time.
Yeah.
It's the front road right along Sawmill. Parallel Sawmill.
Yeah, the giant garage house.
Yeah, the big green giant garage house.
Subject has larger garage.
We're going to keep Rotunda high.
Yeah, got to keep them high.
He literally just bought this in 15 for $300,000. So, kind of no-brainer.
It seems actually kind of cheap. How many square foot is that? If that's the case, I'm getting screwed on my house. I'm not very far from there.
Oh, but Scott's got impeccable condition on his. I think we even code that impeccable.
I'm average Joe condition. Average Joe. Love that guy.
He's under the weight of 2,100 protests in Buffalo County right now.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He was just come helping.
So 1694.
Anyway.
Okay, we're good on that one.
Okay. Parcel 2201-71599, Ronald and Deborah Messerschmidt, 2243 S Avenue. Previous 121-10, current 201-290, referee 21-15. So
this was a
$5 change.
This is a hog operation.
Yes.
That just would basically need to go back to its last value, last year's value.
Is it both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a 45.
This isn't a clerical, is it?
It could have been a clerical, but since he protested, we'll just handle it this way.
Yeah. Is this what he was asking for?
Yeah, we just
wanted.
Well, I just went back to the last year's value. I didn't get to quite to his value, but okay. I just went to what we had last year, unless I wrote it wrong. I wrote it $5 off. Yeah, $5, that's so. That's a little.
Because your computer went going.
I guess. Yeah. $5 change, I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
No.
22002613, Robert Boyle, 311 West 18th. Previous 55975, current 81240, referee 81240. What was the story
He gave me all this.
No comp selected by owner or 30 to 60 years.
I looked at all of his comps, and basically he's comparing this to houses. His house was built in 1950. All these other houses are 30 to 60 years older. So I didn't change it.
Okay. These guys, like that west side, this is that neighborhood 100-110 we brought back. So if his record card's in here, it'd be interesting to see. You might see like 16's low, then go look at 15 and 14.
It's on there.
And then see 17, because generally it just went back up to somewhere in the neighborhood it was the years before.
Okay. Yeah, I sifted through all his comparables.
Yeah, so if these were the ones we knew last year we were going to work on, from the depreciation standpoint, to bring them back up.
Trying to get down to the record card.
I can't read
it. Is it even in there? There's a ton of stuff. I didn't see it.
There it is. No. This is all.
No, this is all stuff he printed out. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
know.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to probably just fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, parcel 22004528, Leon Pies, 2271L.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Previous 25, current 30, referee 25,370.
We need to go back to the referee's current total, 30,000.
Is this a shed or?
What is this?
It's not his house, is it?
No, it's a rental home. Homer.
Rental. Beat down
said it's vacant and being remodeled. I sent the guys out there. There's no kitchen in it, so I put a little bit of a functional on it.
Yeah, that thing was in pretty sad shape.
That thing is old.
It's been in a remodel stage for years.
There's a perfect example right there. If it was at 25 and it went to 30, why would you come in and protest that?
Yeah, that is a perfect example.
Because he's the worker.
Because he's right here.
Yeah. Make noise.
Well, why don't we just mail out protests with the valuation? Make it even easier.
Yeah, it would be. It's not a bad idea.
General, I like thinking.
Yeah. Okay, parcel 22001-8219, Jeffrey Paw, 515 8th Avenue. Previous 148-860. Current 184-590, referee 163-925.
So you met him in the middle.
Is that razor edge?
Quality fair.
Yes.
Finished basement.
This neighbor's house is exactly like his, same floor plan, square footage, etc. We just had on the data card, there's a basement issue, so I just made it just like the neighbor's and.
They're both equalized.
Can you go
both equalized?
What?
Can you go see what he said? He's being penalized for something. What was he penalized for?
Nope, back to
it. Down. Back to it.
What do you wrote there?
Did he yell at me? Might be penalized for that.
What did the caution the why?
Oh, penalized for taking pride in making my house look
good. Oh, right across from the Y?
Good appearance.
No, this house would be better.
No, where they built across from the Y?
I don't know what that is.
They do a lot of concrete work.
They are. An awful lot of it.
Sex offender at 6018. Well, good.
We can't pick up neighbors.
Concrete work.
Yeah.
They're doing an apartment or what's it?
Okay.
Anyway,
I don't.
Yeah, this is your.
It's comparable.
They met in the middle with him, and I think he probably should be tickled.
It's a
very nice office.
Okay. Parcel 22000-5915, Tammy Monson, 107 North 3rd, Homer, 75. previous 74,680, current 74,680, referee 74,680.
So much change.
Was she asking something? Was
oh, she came and talked to me.
She didn't fill this out, by the way, I don't think.
Okay.
She's only asking for a $400 difference.
Because the alley was not added or something or taken off.
Oh, yes, the alley. She thinks, she's getting charged for the alley, but she is not.
Yeah, we looked at that. I don't know.
Okay.
She's just getting charged $400 extra for the alley. Away.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel.
She sold it for $125,500 in 2014.
I think they bought it from a church. I think it was the church's.
Why is it so low?
107 North 3rd. Is that the one? Well, it would be on the west side of the road?
Yeah, it's a little white, kind of a
semi.
It's a ranch, I guess, but it's probably a.
I honestly did not look into
the details of that sale.
Me either. Okay. Parcel 220001650, Heather Nicole Jean, 100 Iowa Street.
Hubbard.
Yeah. 139155, current 85785. And then referee 124,535.
Protested the value was too low.
Too low, yeah. She was concerned.
So she wanted
one
a raise.
Of those rare ones, yeah.
She wanted
to get a raise, and she's been putting a lot of work into it, so I just upped the condition. And
you I'm gave her what she wanted.
Right, so
good.
Perfect.
Good.
All right. Well, maybe the one we see.
The, you know, last year there was a lot of people that came in there that were doing that.
Probably getting ready to sell, so.
Okay, parcel 220163502, Joseph and Jean Logan, 801 East 9th, lot 44, previous 24610, current 35215, referee 24610.
Just it's mobile homes. Mobile home, yeah.
All right.
On leased land.
Not a problem. Okay, parcel 220026556. Theodoro and Maria Valadez, 711 E Street, previous 62125, current 87410, referee 87410. Okay. Is that going to be...
It's all equalized. It's up to the market.
It's equalized.
Getting them up to date?
Yeah.
And there's... Okay. Yep, I don't have a problem. Lots of their comments.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand the FLIs, and you know they don't.
Okay, 220006083, David and Patricia Donnelly, P.O. Box 162, 211 Joseph Street, Homer. Previous 44690, current 55520. Referee 44690. So it stayed the same.
Mobile home.
Okay. Parcel 220174237, Bonnie Sipma, 2200 G Street, Lot 1, previous 12950, current 18615, referee 12950, mobile home.
Back to.
All right.
Mobile homes cost us more money than they make.
Okay, parcel 220015066, Marilyn Haddig. 418 6th Avenue, previous 35415, current 35415, referee 52260.
It's another one that they wanted to go up.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just raised the condition.
Okay. Is she over there in that neighborhood? The dose that was just lowered for...
Yeah, that's a
110,
I think. It's either a 100 or a 1. Yeah, it's in one of those neighborhoods that needed to come back.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Make him happy.
Yep.
All right. Parcel
22001.
Cynthia Rangel. 516 West 4th. Previous 37550. Current 64710. Referee 64710. her reason was it was just too high.
Yeah. She hadn't done anything.
It's just a market thing again. Last year, she just won last year's value. She didn't understand why it jumped that much in a year.
And she's over there in that 110 neighborhood. Okay.
She's in the same West Ford. Yeah, she's 100.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 100, 110.
Parcel 220033129, Eduardo Jimenez, 332 Jimenez. East 27th. Jimenez, excuse me. Getting into Gary talk now.
Yeah.
Jose. Okay, previous 6790, current 75865, referee 75865.
$15,000.
And they paid
$85
in 2009 for it.
Oh, so they're. Were there any issues? It just went up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because no change.
Okay. 220029156, Mancini Ventures LLC.
Yes, Mancini.
Is this
apartment over here? I bet.
Oh yeah, that's a strange place.
Where is this?
Is it?
It's like an old. It looks like an old shop building that was turned into a house.
It's
a little low quality brick.
205 East 20th.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
That was my brother's house. They just
yeah,
bought.
Scott should know that.
So yeah.
Well, it was his rental house. It was my brother's rental house. Is what it was.
Oh geez.
So I've got
it improved.
Low quality. Fair.
It's like Randy Heisey salon.
Yeah, $60,000. What they paid. What
that's how much is nice inside.
He bought it.
Honestly, my brother bought it probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and he gutted the whole thing and is going to give it to his daughter for a wedding gift. And the wedding, he spent $25,000 on the wedding. And the marriage lasts 3 months.
Ooh.
He's going to kill some people. But he did not get the house. But anyways, when he was moving from Redbird Lane to out to... He lived there for a short time. So it basically, they paid... What they paid for it?
On the screen.
So previous total was 58, 35, current was 72, referee was 68.35. So...
That's
right. You're probably right at what they paid.
What he gave for it 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Parcel 220053332, Cynthia Heithold, 3610 Cedar. And previous 101.30, current 126.225, referee 126.225. She said no improvements have been made.
This is 110 right across
just,
from the junior high.
Okay. That's just
that's
being
those are selling
equalized back to where it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 220020604, Moy and Tay Van Depp, 3108 G Street, previous 107465. Current 122,445, referee 112,970.
Yeah,
they just want the 90.
Their argument is like, hey, I need the same price.
They just need the same
price. Well, I did lower price. It is a fair quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted it lower than what it was previously, is what it looked like. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Okay, parcel 220018537, Florentino and Ava Magana, 505 4th Avenue, previous 13210, current 18670, referee 18670.
What is it?
House was burned.
Just land only?
It's just land. That's what they want. State law, though, it was still up, and I think it burned down in March, so it was a 2017. We have to keep it on, but it's like for next year. It'll come off next year.
Okay.
24,000.
Okay.
By flag, it'll automatically drop off.
Yeah, we just have to get out there the first of the year when we do pickup work. We'll just get a picture and then it can be deleted. But okay. They probably won't be happy this year because they're paying for a house no longer there.
That's a long.
Yeah.
It goes both ways, though. If the house wouldn't have burned down, they'd build a garage. We wouldn't put that value on it. So it goes both ways.
Okay, parcel 22001671, Florentino Magana Gonzalez and Ava Garcia de Magana Magara. Previous 78355, current 86315, referee 86315. Okay. Where was, is that the...
Is this like an equalization type thing?
Fourth Avenue.
Yeah, that'd be that neighborhood.
Okay. Just putting it back to where it should have been.
These are the ones I like, the next one coming up.
Okay. Parcel 22027355, James and Joanne Schmaltz. 138 Rotunda. Current, or previous, 390.70. Current, 444.105. Referee 392.105.
I don't know where the glitch is in the system. I haven't figured out, but I think this happened in the last year. They're getting double charged.
And our data is right. They're doubling the land.
We're
going to have to call the vendor because we've cleared it, and it still auto-calculates two lots for that.
But how?
It's just a computer software. Something is stuck in a table somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful home. It looks pretty deep. It's a nice house from the front. You got to get around back of it to see the value.
That's just from here.
Is this close to what they were?
He's just protesting.
Exactly. They just want me to not double their lot. And we don't want to. I told her we'd find a way. I just got to call TerraScan and say you guys got to do something.
Okay. Call Ruth. She'll fix it for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, parcel 22003-6519, Charles and Teresa Magdan, 1723 Mulberry, Dakota City. Previous 108405, current 149245, referee 149245.
Mulberry.
Charles Magdan's. Okay, what did he do? What did Chuck do?
His new floor and a roof.
He did off.
Is there even a picture of it somewhere?
No pictures.
No pictures?
Oh, these next two are apartment buildings. Yeah, I have pictures right here. Should be one of them.
And the next one?
17.
Yeah, the next two are
the same.
Is that quadri flex?
There's two apartments right off, what is it, Riverfront or down there?
Oh,
there's
a Riverfront set down there, is it in?
Yeah, what's this?
On Mulberry?
And he fixed
the old middle school, isn't it?
Yeah, down there, like by McDonald's, you keep going down.
He put
more siding on them.
Is that where he lives?
It's
21 East 22nd. Okay.
East
22nd. So those are the two houses that the next two are?
Yeah, these next two, he bought both of them in one sale for $185, then fixed them up. Now we have them at $250 for both of them, basically.
Because of the improvements that he did.
They've done some remodeling on them.
I'm sure the interior might need some, but...
Okay.
It's at about this level, actually.
So and that, it's based off of his improvements.
The next two in a row, John.
The two Magnum. Okay. So 149, 245, and then the other is 103.
And that was parcels 22003-6519 and parcels 22003-6608.
About the referee, I think.
Yeah.
That's what
the referee. Okay.
Yeah, I think fair market.
All right.
Improvements.
In your assessment, Matt, what percentage of actual value? Are you at 95%, 100%?
100%. Yeah, we're supposed to be. The law says we're supposed to be at 100. We can be as low as 92 on a property, though.
And as high as?
That used to be 102, but they capped it. It's at 100.
At 100 now. I remember it was above 100. When was, that was last year?
It was like 102, I think, and now it's set 100. They won't let us go above 100.
As low as 92.
Two. Yep. So as long as we're in there, then we'll meet the, that's what the Turk will rule for or against us on.
Okay. Should we wait for Tony to get back?
No.
Just keep on rolling. He don't make a difference.
You got three.
Okay. Parcel 22002165, Robert Sullivan.
Can't understand him anyways, can you?
2530 Ridge Road.
Love that guy.
Previous 32820, current 5195, referee 5195. Ridge Road. What else is up there besides the old Overfelt?
Dakota Avenue. It's
2908 Dakota Avenue.
Oh, that's okay. Their Ridge mailing. Road.
They live in Lincoln.
I'm thinking, Jesus, someone put a shack up there. We have a fair patio up there.
So they left it the same.
So, what, and what did they do? Just fair market or?
Yeah, and his main thing is it's unoccupied. 3 years, no improvements, but they still maintain it. I mean, just the general routine maintenance.
2908 Dakota Avenue. Okay.
Is that that must be those houses that are, there's a few empty houses right there along the avenue.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Between 30th and 29th.
Is it the White
one
House
just
with
sold?
The
one of the guys got the windows. No window in that big front thing.
Right.
They're trying to see
what
the
street one. Yeah.
Well,
is it on the? Is it going to be on the? No, I can't remember east or west side of the even numbers. I think it's the east.
2165.
I can't remember. We serve papers, and I purposely forget.
Even numbers. This on the east side.
Okay. So that one's just going with fair market value. It was undervalued.
Yes. I like it.
Okay. All right. Parcel 22002649, Walter K. Meserly III, 208 East 20th. Previous 6480. Current 25705. Referee 10175.
Not livable, will be torn down in 2017. Well, 2017 is still here until it gets torn down. We'll worry about it.
Yeah, it's not very good shape, but it's still there. Yeah. So you got to put something on it.
Okay.
So we're gonna go from 60 something to 25 to 10 down to 10. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 22003316, Pena and Bochan, both of them. 504 7th Avenue.
But they want it raised, did they?
Previous was 154.95, current 103, referee 151. So they wanted it raised.
They want it raised.
Yeah.
Is that what they wanted it raised to?
Correct.
Or close to it?
Close to it, yeah.
Okay. And we're giving them what they want.
Yeah. Corrected the sketch.
I mean, if you go out and look at these, this dumb question, you go out and look at these and if you come up with a number and this is what they want, I mean, you really can't go with just what they want. You still gotta have, you're gonna have reasonable doubt of where you put it at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't. He wanted 154.95, and they set it a little higher.
Okay.
All right. 22005131, Deborah Hoffman, 528 East 29th. Previous 154.990. Current 162.710, referee 162.710.
This is
a widow on Social Security.
129th Street, versus 4G.
Yeah. Oh, there's some decent homes on that stretch, on that end of 29.
Yeah.
Some splits and some. Oh yeah, it's a mold.
She didn't want hers raised because of her Social Security. Okay. I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, they make you lie and cheat. I mean,
yeah,
the government, they do.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Parcel 2201-57944, Alice Parker, 1531 Attacad Drive, previous 21515, current 28560, referee 21515.
Stayed the same.
Yeah. Okay, parcel 2200-87415, Fred Danker, 2417 Highway 35.
Dank.
Previous 148490, current 19680, referee 148490.
Yeah,
so I don't.
It stayed the same as last year.
This is a board value from last year.
Well, that was one we didn't. It just rolled. This is one of them, Marty, you asked me about last.
This one here is a BOE value. Value most likely to not be recorded.
So we didn't change quality or condition. There was no direction on what to change. So he rolled again to a higher value from what we had him set. So if we want him at that board value, we're going to have to do the math and fix the working file. So when we recalc and roll, we can keep him at what you guys set. Because I think that's what happened here. His rolled, and it just rolled back to the what we would have wanted roughly in 16.
Okay.
So he might have even had a clerical too. But.
All right. Okay, so what's your guys' recommendation to us?
Yeah, what do you guys see on that? Is this one his house? This isn't his mom's. I'm thinking this is his, isn't it?
That'd be about the address of his place.
Well,
just
the
value, right?
Yeah.
148.490.
Yeah, because I'll let you go
a second. I mean, is this one that needs to be
first
written?
First time I see that.
This is the red ranch. Right?
This is it's a manufactured house sitting up on a foundation.
There's a, if you scroll down, is that his letter in there? I think that would help us all if we could read that real quick, because he has some comparables. And
I spoke with, okay. Told that was a clerk as a BOE value should have been valued more like denied as such. Protest is only filed as to me. Yeah, because there's three, we have three of those heritage. His is a heritage, I believe, in that neighborhood. And I think that 148 was supposed to equalize him last year.
You know, some of those heritage homes, you cannot tell the difference. I mean, a bulk of them you can, but some of them you cannot tell.
Yeah.
I know my neighbor at the very end of my house, end of my road, he has one, and you would never guess in a million years
that's what it is.
This picture is from 2012, but that's it.
All the angles and the cuts and the roof. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's
his home place. And when they're square, they're pretty,
they're good,
recognizable, but this thing here is.
Heritage and Wardcraft are the two companies that build really nice ones that are out there.
So you're okay with.
So is that what we're doing? We're going to stick with the.
I think we just got to figure out what the. Maybe the quality should be 20 on a manufacturer. I don't know if manufacturers are selling so high anymore.
The working file, but it has that BOE on the working file, so. We got to fix it. So I just.
Okay, so if we got to fix it. We need to make a motion on this one right now or at the end of the meeting. If it's something we need to look at.
Because what we recommend, did you guys want to go
last year?
Right away?
You recommend going to last year's value.
Yeah. And then we'll just make a note on our sheet then that we need to do the math so it doesn't happen again.
So you're okay with that value, 148,490? Okay.
Yes. So it's the same as last year, and the next year it'll.
Once we get a check fixed.
Yeah. We'll put it together, get the man in, make sure those other ones that he's got in his letter are equalized with him, too.
Well, they'll be happy.
Yeah. So that was.
I recognize one of those names up there. He'll be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Might have to do it. Okay.
162 says it's cubic. I pulled up one.
Yeah, parcel 2201-54902, Leanne Cassandra Kubik, 303 St. Patrick Court, previous 195, current 205-495, referee 195. So that one stayed the same.
In Jackson?
Depreciation.
No, they have an appraisal.
Oh.
Yeah, they had an appraisal in 2016.
Okay.
At 195.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. parcel 220000786, Nicole Grieve, 1457 240th Street, previous 54135, current 54135, referee 54135. So what was, she just wanted it to go down?
Value did not change for 2017.
I do not feel the land is worth that much and the house would never sell for the assessed value.
That she brought no...
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if she didn't bring any documentation, it would stay the exact same.
Is the Worcester broker's license number on there anymore?
Yeah. Okay, parcel 22014808, Richard and William Hungerford and Dolores Nelson, previous 12880, current 18185, referee 12880. What's the address on that?
Mobile.
Oh, mobile. Mobile 31st Avenue, lot 44. Okay, parcel 22002919, Albert and Dolores Nelson, 1601 3rd Avenue, previous 75455, current 9530, referee 9530.
A little hike, not much.
What's...
No improvements.
Market value,
yeah,
equalization.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Side,
she didn't...
3rd Avenue.
Okay. Parcel 22006043, Donald Julie Grant, 996 Ithaca, previous 46305, current 421260.
Now you're talking.
Referee 306670.
Now you're talking.
Okay, what is...
This was a quality change. I mean,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay.
On Ithaca?
Because
it... Actually, it's a new house, actually.
It's a new home.
Brand new home.
I have
built.
Attached comparables.
The actual, she actually attached the actual cost of what it cost them to put up.
Ithaca, I didn't know there was a big house like that going in out there.
It was a...
Oh, Donald Grant, he's got that wind...
It's just
or puts up towers.
Home, but it's brand new, so...
His kid bought Jenkins' mom's place and home.
Just
because it was brand new. Oh. So I know there's some nice homes
down there. House.
It was average, so...
Yeah.
The pictures are not very...
Yeah.
Did not come out.
So what
very
was his comparables that... Or did it, was it just his, what it cost to build?
Right. Okay. And then... It was a...
What did it weigh at?
Tompkins, or not Tompkins, Farmsteads.
Yeah, the Farmsteads.
Between Jackson and...
Yeah, there's that horseshoe road out there, kind of.
Okay.
I can't think. So is it...
So what was he asking it to go to, I guess?
Here.
324, and we went to 306.
We have to go with what the computer comes up with.
Right.
It was
so
a computer come up with
so we're good.
It's lower than what he wanted, so I think we're good. Okay, next, should we do the two parcels together?
Yes.
The next one?
Yes.
22005135 and 22004702, Agnes Deal Trustee, 114 Oakmont. We had previous totals of 196475 and 53945. Current 217730 and 7850. Referees 207890 and 67790.
Agnes.
So, was this...
Oakmont is down by the high school, right?
This is Southridge.
Yeah. Oh, Southridge?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's a nice quarter. It's pretty decent. She bought that a few... 3 or 4 years ago, didn't she?
Is it on the corner right before you turn down in...
Yeah, she'd be $169,000.
She'd be $169,000?
That was her value on it.
What did you
say? 207.
I think she bought that.
Yeah, 207,890. Previous was 196.
It was like 10 years ago or something.
So what's the second? Is that another lot or is it...
This is a... It's another home. I've changed the quality to low. It's just a smaller rental for us?
Yeah,
rental.
So she wanted it to stay. 500 East 20th is the address on that one.
Good.
It must be a rental or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Place would be 110 probably.
500 East.
So you lower it a little bit.
It has some,
A little square and a half.
Yeah, it's that one. There's a detached garage on there that wasn't depreciated. You had to recalc on the computer.
I like that. Small for most cars today, the two-car garage. Used for storage. I think cars have gotten smaller than over the last X amount of years.
So is this, we're just getting it back to the fair market value on both of them? And
quality, and then the detached garage.
We put it in the shed.
Yeah, we recalced it, and that's what the computer came up with.
Okay, I like them both. You like them both?
217 to 196, and I'm at 207. So
yeah, it's not much of a change. Okay, parcel 220066337, Edward and Ashley Fink, 522 North Shore, previous 43.5. Current 64720, referee 64720.
Yeah, it's a little house in great condition, good condition.
Good.
It actually, we have a good sale here of $55,000 in 2006.
Okay.
And a sale in 2015 of $91,000, but that might have.
Is that their house right there?
Okay. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
They kept it up.
It looks like it's worth $64,000,
$65,000. Yeah, because I know if you put it for sale sign in, it's trampled by it. I mean, he's buying up that whole street.
I don't know what the
all of my sales are high at North Shore now. From what we would traditionally think it would bring.
Oh, it was that blacktop that we put down a few years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, there you go. It's brought the values up way up.
Nothing to do with the lake rates to it.
The stuff we think would sell for 30 or 40 is bringing 60.
Okay. Do we want to try to do all three of Joanne Weber's together?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be spread all over.
Yeah. Parcel 220142165, Joanne Weber, 1903 Fifth Avenue. Previous 63770. Current 77520. Referee 75685. What is the actual address?
This is
1915 Fifth Avenue. Is this that little strip of
houses right there between 21st and 18th down through there?
It's already a low quality, fair condition. So I can't believe it was built in 87, honestly. But
really?
Built in 87?
Yeah.
What?
I thought those had been there forever.
Since the 50s.
It looked like it.
Really? What was her? Did she have any justification on there at all, or what was she, Joanne?
No improvement. No improvements. Real narrow lot.
What was the neighborhood that this was in?
You have a remodel. Well, no, you don't.
This neighborhood 100, isn't it?
Yeah, is this the west side? Where I'm not, I didn't see.
Yeah, this is the west side.
It's probably 100.
The west side of Fifth Avenue 100.
Yeah, that'd be 100.
So this is just getting back to where it should be.
Yeah, but I can't tell in that picture.
Yes, it's 100.
Yeah. Although there is a sale here, 2015 sale for $58,000.
But was that a?
I don't know if it was a good deal or not. I need to look into the date on this one. I thought I did. No. Look up the original property.
Joanna had bought, got some other, it was a trust family deal. She got some stuff pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Can I see a color picture?
Yeah.
That'll spark my memory.
Cool. And if you guys, justify that it's worth this much, and it's also in that neighborhood that was dropped, and now it's going back to where it should.
Yeah.
Look at the times it's two, or value 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $58,000.
2 years ago.
Yeah. So I guess that is a little steep.
Right there.
Oh, the value. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, 60.
63.
63. Uh-huh. 63.710. So now we're up to...
And 2015 was 60. So now it's 75.
Oh, he has it right now.
What is there's now? 70 what?
75. They didn't do any improvements to it.
Wow, that subterranean garage living right here, this thing on the back,
yeah,
that's not original. There's a whole addition back there. Now, I don't know when that was added. I'm trying to find the building permits. There isn't a building permit, but this the original house would be here. That back is new.
So that's new, and we don't see where that was taken into account. Right?
Mm-mm. Because if you look at the value, it's pretty much, whoops, over here, been hovering around the same number forever.
And is that on the square footage?
Yeah, because it looks like this house here is probably a 10 quality, 600 yeah. square foot, 700 square foot. If you add that on the back of it, it goes to 1,000 square feet, which...
And that's...
Almost a 20, but it's still a... I'd leave it a 10, because that's what it originally was.
And we don't see where that is showing that it was built.
No, no permits are on there. See, okay. You can even see on the block. It's newer block.
And it goes back... Well, that goes back almost 9 years, and we're not seeing any
adjustment in that value at all. I'm wondering if we're catching up on the... That added 528 square foot plus an attached garage to that house. This thing here?
Added how much?
So, I mean, unless...
$10,000 is reasonable for that.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, two-car garage. Yeah. Was that was two-car, right?
Yeah, it looked like it to me.
Yes,
yeah, that'd have to be...
Well...
I'd give it one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give it one. But still...
Yeah, I don't know why you'd spend that much money with that in front of it, but...
Yeah, that's pretty big too, right?
Because that first house was only a four. I lied. It was only a 480 square foot cottage. I mean,
how far back can we look to see?
Where's that sketch? That sketch had 24 by 22, 528 square feet.
More than double the square footage at home.
Yeah.
And we're going back 9 years, and we don't see where that was
ever
taken into account.
For,
Can we go back further than those nine? Off of?
I think so.
To see if it had been taken into account, that it raised it?
Yeah, I think if I go look at Terrascan, I can go back to maybe like 99.
Yeah.
And go look at it. Because that seems like a bigger number to me. Like, it should have included that. Because that house...
I think 75 is reasonable with that addition on it.
Because it... I think so, too.
I guess you know Joanne's top one?
Yeah.
We just don't make any headway without you.
Sure.
There's been a lot of very intricate discussions.
I don't know. Maybe Marty can look at that.
I figured you'd be almost done by the time. I killed as much time as I could. I walked around a little bit.
James looking at
that. What the hell?
After looking at that.
Are you kidding me right now?
Look.
Matt's definitely an add-on. The roof line wouldn't look like that.
That
was an original build.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was just a little bitty, tiny house.
It's worse than a bunch of old women. Make a decision. Go on.
Right. Make a decision.
No.
Going with this referee.
75 is fine.
Yeah. Whatever you guys said, I liked.
I think without the picture, it would have shot five. Okay, parcel 220055386, Joanne.
27781.
Yeah.
Once again, 1903 Fifth Avenue, so it's going to be...
That's your house that runs way down the hill, isn't it?
Is that the actual 1903 Fifth Avenue, or...
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, previous 161350, current 190-40, referee 187.
Yeah, she said no improvements, everything getting older. I found a pole building on there that had no depreciation on there, so I think that's where the difference comes in. But other than that, it's...
This isn't the double-wise.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Like it. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 22005536, Joanne Weber, 1903 Fifth Avenue.
No.
Previous 160930, current 179575, referee 179575. What's our address on this one? 1100 G Street.
Go modular home.
Okay.
Tell Sharia scan and color.
Is that the one with the detached three-car garage behind it?
It says there by itself.
Yeah.
Is that the white stuff that's on that little garage? It's not very old.
You go down, I bet it hasn't been there. I bet it hasn't been there 7 or 8 years.
You go down 11th Street and it runs right into it, right?
It was the guy that was in business with Jones is the one that built it. He was the with Joe Mack guy. What the hell is his name? He's the original guy, but
so
it sits there by itself.
Yeah.
Right beside that two-story room.
What was our reason on this? Just
it's just
market value. Okay.
Are these rental homes that for her? Or
yeah, I'm trying to think where Joanne, she lives.
I thought she lived in Dixon County. Or
yeah, she doesn't. I don't think she's local. I thought
she moved.
Is she? Because I know
in the last couple of years.
I know she worked for Joe's Surplus for all the years.
Yeah.
I knew that she lived right there on Fifth Avenue. But she always had 35 county plates.
I thought she moved talking with Joe. She didn't live in Dakota County.
It's possible.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Parcel 22003079, Sharon Nielsen, 308 East 19th. Previous 59315, current 87145, referee 8515. Okay. What is the story on this? Actual age to effective age?
Yeah, it's more of a condition. Yeah. I don't know what this
one. She said nothing's been done except new back door.
New back door.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Somebody's sneaking from the back door, my friend.
So, let's.
I don't know. I think this one might need a little. What do we? What's the quality out of this one?
What do you got there?
This is just a little.
Kind of a small place.
Yeah, I don't know what.
And 80,000.
Have the property record card. Yeah, this might need to be. Quality might need to be lower. I can't remember.
Looks
what
like
it was
a
at.
20 from the picture.
Yeah.
Just glancing at it, I'd say it's a 20, 30 probably.
Let me see.
20 quality, 30 condition.
It doesn't show.
What's she asking?
GIS. Probably what you changed to make it drop that 7. It's fair. Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. So
that's,
I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah.
It's where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, parcel 22004058, Gabriel and Mercedes Rodriguez, 303 West 23rd, previous 3550, current 36420, referee 3445. What's the address, actual address on this one?
303 West 23rd.
You know this house is burned out on the corner of West 23rd. East.
Okay.
No, I'm looking around.
Do we have a record? Because they got, is there three of them?
I changed the quality to low. Let me get a picture.
I'm assuming these are rentals because they have three.
Yeah, they've got three.
Yeah. Three units.
But I think they showed the
303. Those should make it more efficient.
Even with that long of price.
I gotta go down there. Yeah, priest didn't go to school with the door guy.
Anywhere from what's
you put your note on what you don't
know. Yeah, he's always calling me.
But I'm working
on it.
Yeah.
So is this?
Is this a three slack on the corner of West and 3rd Avenue?
West 23rd and 3rd Avenue.
Yeah, 34 doesn't buy you much.
No.
Okay.
I think I have a sign for sale right now.
So is this?
High, low, right on. Yeah.
I think it's more of a change, but it's not at that low price.
You get much lower than quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel 22004060, Gabriel and Mercedes Rodriguez, 303 West 23rd. Previous 43770, current 6295, referee 54460. And
same type of thing of value.
Newer roof, newer siding.
That's probably not.
So,
yeah. The best way to do that. But.
So they made some improvements in that at land.
Yeah, apparently they didn't print any property record cards for these.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go with the referee then, right?
Yeah, yeah. He just gave an opinion of value.
Okay, parcel 22003117, Gabriel Mercedes Rodriguez, 303 West 23rd. Previous 55280, current 8860, referee 78545. This is too high. Okay.
Referee 7. Corrected condition to average minus.
Average. Did Joe stop in for this one?
Yeah. No, Joe and everything a lot alike.
Property sold in.
He just sold for $79,950.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, these all are all right. The ones.
Yeah. Okay. Parcel 22020639, Ricky Becker, 1000 G Street.
Rick Becker.
Oh. Previous 177,730. Current 182,115, referee 208,485.
Oh, yeah,
and this was
the one you talked about.
That's our term. Yeah.
Combined it for the property.
Yeah.
He was getting double charged, I think.
We combined these lots. So that was we're settling a Turk case with that number, too.
Okay, so we're adding parcel 22016187 for. Those two will get combined. So land and home.
Yeah.
So the one has zero value and the other one went up.
208,485.
Okay. And is that about what he was looking at too?
I think he wanted more off, but he took it. He doesn't want to go to a
one left
fight.
Yes.
So
that's on. Yes.
He took it. Yeah, he took it.
Good.
No, okay. I think he signed his letter and gave it to Kim too.
He
was here and told me he was anyway.
All right.
So why do you think I'm such a bad person?
Parcel 22012340 Brandon Tammy Cox, 1925 South Bluff. Previous 165. Current 192, 855. Referee 165. So
appraisal
didn't change.
When I put one in, Marty,
the average.
I put a big one.
Yeah.
And is that what they were asking too?
Oh, really?
It's just the same.
Okay, so we're giving them exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, have a nice day, everyone. See you. Bye.
People happy.
Where are those?
Oh, they're not on the list.
No, but it's still more in the file. Maybe.
I don't have any more on the list, so I don't think we can hear them.
231. Where are we ended? Where does that number start? 252. Oh, that must be the start of the next batch.
Yeah, these are all.
Or whenever.
What is it? 17.
The 17. Yeah. I heard the 17 is going to be brutal.
The next batch.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Is this the end?
17. Are we going to 17 and 18 or just 17 at this
point?
You
want to do a few more today?
We have probably over 200. Coming up next week, 200 to 300 more like hearings. So, I mean, we're here. We might as well get these done.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem doing a couple more.
Okay.
Unless
Scott does.
Scott needs to.
Only thing is, we'll have to go off.
Tell me what the number is.
Yeah. We'll just go off of them. They're not on the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Joan's stack, right? Okay, we'll just go off of Joan's.
Okay, Joan. Parcel number
just tell
two.
Tell me the.
I'm going to give me something to drink. Is there anything to drink around here?
232. Parcel number 22004639 5.
Oh, I got money. I'm good. Thank you, though. No, okay. I'll take your money. Yeah,
so
give me
now you have to watch it.
$2 for whoever needs.
All right, thanks a lot.
$2
I'll take it. Maybe I was throwing money around. I'll take it.
He just bought his vote.
I know. Can you vote?
Okay, you guys. Okay. Watch the screen. Okay.
Magellan Mercedes Chavez, 2270 Mesa Verde Drive, California. It is 523 East 19th Street.
Where's it at? 524 where?
523 East 19th.
EK 523 East 19th.
Neighborhood 110.
So.
Okay, what do you want?
Here, sir.
I don't know. Come on, do this stuff.
So what they got of that improvements? What's.
They paid $95,000 in 2009.
So what's the total that we're going to put that? 112?
112. And is this no change in adequate data?
All I saw was they had a letter, but I don't know what was in it.
What's the they just letter? They put down that it was just too high.
Does it matter?
95.
Thank you. I think it should be 102.
Well, they're going to pay 112.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh, that's a thick one.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like there's more there, though.
Okay, you ready, Joan?
Protest number?
Protest 262, parcel number 22001-7220, Aaron McKibben, 520 Fifth Avenue in South Sioux. You'll sum them up. That's getting too much for me. So they want basically just say it's too high.
Yeah, it came down.
525th.
Quality to fair.
So what was the previous and what do you guys have it at now?
Previous
was 130?
They're requesting 130. They have it at 173. They changed the quality to fair and they're saying it's worth 158,650.
And that's a neighborhood 110-100. More than likely they're on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, that'd be 100.
We're probably
520 Fifth Avenue.
Probably just fixing
520
Fifth Avenue.
I'm trying to find a date on.
Where's that at? 520 Fifth Avenue.
Let's see it. Right here would be his number.
Callahan's go down.
Down's
few blocks.
Yeah.
Did he write a date on it?
It's that area that was all lowered. And
I was brought back up.
I didn't know there was a house down there that was worth that kind of money.
There's an appraisal. That's why
there's a couple nice there. Houses.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there is.
But yeah, honestly.
They're far and few between.
Oh, they do have an appraisal.
Yeah, that's why that file was so thick.
Excuse me, where's their cover letter at?
Yeah.
So is that the house?
Is there a picture of it?
I'm saying one. So what they what are we saying? 152?
So.
158,650.
158. Is this in Dakota City?
So purchased home in 07 for 97.
Oh.
97
in what year?
In 2007.
Thank you, Marty. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Appraisal in 2012 for 113,000.
Look at that.
Thanks, Dan.
Five years. So take that times 420%.
Hey, you know what I would do if we're coming through these here? And just tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. We'll look at them. You guys tell us what your recommendation is and the reason why.
I have it written down.
But it would just be a lot simpler if they just tell us. I mean, we'll still look at this. Don't get me wrong. But
the appraisal helps, but it's too old. So, I mean, it kind of gives you the ballpark, but that 113, you need to throw it out the window
because
it's too old.
So, earlier I noticed you said a good appraisal. What's the difference between a good appraisal and a bad appraisal?
Comparables.
Based on that.
They use decent comparables.
This is too old.
Okay.
Yeah. So, on the age, it's just so many more sold.
So, this went down. Because the neighborhood
this is just a quality.
It's a quality. Going back on quality and an old appraisal.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's the house.
Okay.
Yes.
Parcel protest number 263. Parcel 220064563.
Oh boy.
Del Lieber, 512 East 31st. Farm ground to CRP ground.
You did that one,
yeah. Oh, Grash, yeah. July 20th. Yeah, he put it into CRP in 16.
137.
Is that is there something in your tables that does the CRP stuff?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. There should be.
He wanted 137. Referees at 137.730.
So we switched 61.6 acres was dry tillable ground. We switched it to what we call grass. And that's what changed the value down to the 137.730.
Where's this land at?
This one is in southeast, northeast, except for sales, all place. Over the place. 628.7. Yeah, this is back up in the hills.
So didn't we just have this in a turkey?
Yeah, we did it for the 16 Turk one, too.
So we're giving him what he wants. So.
Yeah. We just told him he had to bring us the CRP contract, and we went out and took pictures to show the grass and no crops. And then
are they going to a long contract now besides 10 years?
Last year they went to, they were 10.
10, yeah.
Right now there's none available.
Yeah, they're all booked. Well, hell, they were given. It was over.
Now they're given $280 an acre, some of the highest stuff in Dakota County.
Yeah. We have three guys. I got over three. I got the contracts on. Yeah. Dakota County's got the highest so far. Yeah, for CRP. But right now, like Marty
said, that's the pollinator deal where they're putting all flowers.
Flowers in, yeah. They're full up now. You can't, as far as I know, they're not giving them out anymore.
Next.
Okay. Protest number 266, parcel 220158843, Robert Giese, 101 North Shore Place.
What was Bob doing?
5% accessibility issues on North Shore.
Yeah. It's
what the hell does that mean? Seriously, 5%.
He's kind of tucked back in behind O'Dell's house.
Last year, the board granted a 5% reduction due to accessibility issues on North Shore Drive. That 5% fell out of the system this year, and I'm hoping to be granted that again. Thank you.
That's what it was.
For another 5%.
It's tucked in behind where Alex O'Dell was, and there's a lane. But he doesn't really have any frontage on the street at all.
No, they have no access from Rotunda. They got to go down North Shore. And Albanicious does, too. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Remember
Russ
that one?
Yeah, Russ.
It was Russ and Mike.
Mike Tram.
Yeah.
And then somebody's behind them.
That
so they had their own private driveway, and they're wanting to reduce it.
Yeah, we did.
I think it was something to do with driving through North Shore.
Hey, he's the one that built it down there. He knew where he had to drive.
Or something, yeah. So, and they've been, I mean, the North Shore Drive thing is changing, too, right now. So I don't know.
I'm sure Bob will listen to this. Bob, you're crazier than hell. Okay? Deal with it.
Okay. I like it.
No more 5% grant.
Yeah. There we go.
No.
Okay. So, that's all it was, is it took into account that 5%.
And
did you guys, you took it off?
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine with your. Okay, protest number 268, parcel 220078459, Mike Storm, P.O. Box 147. He says that the house is now gone.
You know this one, Kevin?
Is this the one down on Bluff Road? What's that?
Which one is this?
So you deleted the house.
So,
what's the address on this one?
Chris Steven had notes in it.
Southeast.
Notes that it was gone.
Is this the white house that they burned down behind the Prano?
It's behind the Prano.
Yeah.
Well, was partially burnt down, and then they burned it the rest of the way down.
I would guess that's probably it.
Yeah. I did some looking into that, and he just now this year came in and said it was gone, and it's been gone for a while. So
yeah,
he's been
5, 6, 7
hurting
years
himself for a while. Yeah. But
so he wanted $71,350.
Yeah.
Is that what you gave him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Protest number 270. parcel 220036330, Robert Danielson, 315 East 22nd. It says see attached sheet.
They were shocked to see that adding a 16 by 24 single car garage detached would increase the property valuation by 85%. There must be an error here.
Because they bill 110, so they probably had a change coming anyway.
That's not 85%.
It was 75,000 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I just wrote, although the new garage did add some value, it's
house
at market value.
He's going off of last year's over depreciation of 42.
Yeah, okay.
And what was the deal with that? Why did it dip so much?
It was an over. I think that table had the effective age set at 125, or was it the opposite? Yeah, it was a table calculation there, and we wanted to change it last year, but because they wouldn't let us call it a class or a sub, what was it, class or subclass? Yeah. We had to roll. We ate it for a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back where
okay.
Yeah.
So that's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's our calculation deal.
Okay. Protest number 295, parcel 220177708, Cecilia Moreno, 1508 Choke Cherry. And
I love that name.
That's off of G Street by Harney School. I'm pretty sure that's Choke Cherry.
But where Todd used to live.
There's a whole street of splits and stuff down there.
Yeah. So they said incorrect valuation increase in tax.
Before he moved to the hill.
But I didn't change it.
The Jackson Association.
In 2010, it sold for $150.
Jackson Mafia.
Okay. So.
Yeah. What
do we got now? What's your recommendation now? 162.
The Don.
So
the Don.
Yeah, that's good.
So, and it was bought.
He's the Mexican mafia.
He only.
Okay.
Increased taxes.
Okay.
Incorrect.
So protest number 315, parcel number 220153043. Said see protest form, 525 West 3rd, Larry and Margaret Meyer.
What?
West 3rd, so this would be neighborhood 100.
Okay, they were saying they had an increase last year, increase this year.
West 3rd.
They're saying they had an increase 25,000 last year.
That's a big number. They must have a new house over there or something.
What's...
Condos are equal.
Oh, I looked at all the condos. They're all
equalized, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we fixed them all last year.
Yep, they're all equalized.
Yeah, we're done with those.
All right. Okay.
They're all about it. Yeah, the ones on the end are a little bigger, so they're a little bit higher value.
Okay, protest number 352, parcel 220045208.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the number.
Protest 352. And that's Larry and Michaela Hansen, 400 East 31st.
Yep.
Sorry.
Whoever wants that one.
400 East
31st. There have been no improvements to justify a $42,000 increase. But they paid $173 in 2006.
11 years ago.
11 years ago, and that's what we're
paid
at, 171.
11 years ago. How much did they pay 11 years
so
ago?
It's
173,000.
So it's value. Your recommendation is less than what they paid for it.
11 years.
You know, and I heard that a lot last year, guys, from people that said, my taxes are lower now from 10 years ago than when I paid for them. Than what I paid
and this
for my
is
house.
One of those.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
Is this Matney's new subdivision? Is that what that is? On East 31st going down by that?
Yeah.
What is that?
East 31st.
Yeah.
By the new school. I forget. Was that Ian Sweat? They call that new one over there?
Okay.
The new Ian Sweat?
Yeah. They dropped way down.
That doesn't.
And then now they're back up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Protest number 353. Parcel number 22004781-2. Michaela Hansen, 400 East 31st. She said it was too high.
Are we too low? Are we too low in that neighborhood? Is that what we're saying?
Too low.
Yeah.
Do you think? Because somebody, if they're paying more 11 years ago, if these are the houses Matney built, he's got a couple of Columbus styles.
They want 84.
Oh, what is that?
Valued at 92.
That must be someplace else.
And we're sticking with 92.
And it's comparable. Yeah. You're just basically putting it where it should be for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Protest 354. Parcel 22003045. Jose and Rosara Chavez, 211 West 23rd. They said that it was too high. That's right under with the three.
Is that a four, yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah,
it
looks like
it's variables.
Fair, and he's at fair average.
Looks good. Those are all
fair.
Except for that one. Most of those are inferior to his. So.
Right. So, yeah. It's just a condition change to fair and the computer. I just went with the computer number of 100-280.
Okay.
Which is... I have some comparable. I printed out some comparables as well, so... They're all right around there, sale price. And
so we're...
So what's the recommendation?
100-280.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, protest number 364. Parcel 22002612. Silberio Preciado. Address 720 East 15th. He is saying that it is too high. Okay.
There's not much detail.
Silberio Preciado. East 15th.
That's... Then there's no... basement issues that need to be fixed, so he thinks it should be that it should stay the same. You need more than that. I mean,
what does that say? 111 or
111 920? It kept the same.
If you got basement issues,
so it stays the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it is simple. I mean, just because you think your house is deteriorating that you got to pay less, that's where I say people should pay more money if they don't keep their house up. Yeah. I do.
The people that do keep their house up do.
Right, exactly.
They end up paying more.
So it stayed the same.
No, that's
yeah, right. I mean, okay. It's one of those. It's on
you tune in.
It's on the homeowner
to take care of your house and get penalized for it.
Parcel number 22004273. Is that the one we just did, or is that
same guy?
Same guy. Silberio Preciado, 720 East 15th. Too high. They need work done on the property.
Yeah, again,
608
so do
to
it.
612 West 39.
I think you can write too high. Yes, picture.
So.
Need some pictures.
It looks like it's.
I think it should be.
It just said it needs work.
Need work on the property.
245-815 is your recommendation.
Nice looking home too.
Where's it at?
East 39th.
East 15th. 720 East 15th.
Isn't that his address?
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
It's
which house?
It's like, go down.
I don't think there's a house on East 15th that's worth that much money.
608 to 612 West 39th.
Yeah.
Is it those duplex quadplexes?
Yeah, that's what it is. It is a duplex or.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's.
Those are.
That's for half of it? Because each individual owns it, or does he own both halves?
Let's
see.
The legal
is lots
36 to
37. It's the whole
building. Yeah, it's right there.
Okay, it's on the west side. Yeah. The west side down. Okay, yeah. I was thinking on the east.
You can change those to do.
So we'll go with your recommendation on that. Okay.
Protest number 367. Parcel 22004937A, Juan Preciado, 517 East 30th, and it is 2107 to 2109 G Street. It's a duplex.
Looks like that one actually we have a picture
of.
Sorry.
He's saying that there needs to be improvements.
He just thinks it should be the same price.
Because of improvements, he thinks it should be just carried over.
He wants the $5,000.
It's a $5 difference.
Is that the same guy, I think.
$5,000 difference?
That's pretty.
So it was like 119 last year, so now it's 124.
Yeah.
That's, prices are going up.
Is it an older unit?
It's a duplex. It's what you.
Yeah.
Bill texted me and said he wished he could be here.
Yeah.
1984.
Yeah, that's how. Right on G and 22nd.
Yeah.
And we already have it.
I think this
is. Air condition, so I can't really go any lower than that.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, recommendation.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, protest number 379, parcel 22004910 6, Rolando Quezada, 716 East 21st. That's what it is. No improvements. I don't think it's worth this much.
No, this one actually.
So you're correcting
fair,
the data.
Yeah.
So 113,935. Is that under what he asked?
It's 1,000 square. It's actually under what he asked. Yeah, it's 1,000 square.
Okay.
Foot.
Okay. We'll go with your.
It's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
gonna be.
Protest 381, parcel 22004850 9, Rolando Quezada. This one is going to be 2208 F Street. It is a quad or eightplex. There's a whole section of these.
Yeah.
They're all long F, 2216, 2208. He says there's been no major improvements.
What is that?
Just
purchase?
A few thousand.
$3,000.
Wow.
And you want to
say
about $3,000.
Is
there a picture of it?
Yeah.
It's in a cul-de-sac right at the end of the street.
Right now.
Yeah, it was like, there were Laurie Ann back in the day. It was Laurie Ann of the department.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wanted to drop $3,000.
181.
Yeah.
119.
I think we're
couldn't
fine.
Build it for half that.
I mean, yeah.
For twice that.
But, yeah.
That's true. I think it's good.
That's good.
Yeah. I think this is Quezada again.
Yeah. Next
so
one
we're
be
leaving that at 181,840. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
That's probably pretty fair.
What's
parcel very or fair. Protest 382.
Okay.
Parcel 22004859 2, Rolando Quezada, and this will be 2209 F Street. It is a just across the street. And no major improvements. Value is way too high. And 187,110.
The other half?
Yeah, he wants 179,100.
What was
the other half?
What was the previous one, John?
181,840.
Yeah, 181. It appears that both of them sold for $350,000 in 2011. And we're at 370.
Okay. What's the 6,000 difference between that's sides of the street?
Lot size.
Oh, okay.
And those are on that cul-de-sac on F Street.
They're exact.
I'm learning.
Yeah. They're identical, but yeah, it is lot.
So we're at 3.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
I think it's halfway knowing what they're paying in rent every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For each one of those. Okay, protest number 392, parcel 22005749 4, merchant painting and sandblasting. P.O. Box 262, 4221 Elm Way. And land is not suited for development due to lake bed. I'm getting to know the handwriting.
Yeah. Elm Way.
Just
underneath,
I haven't handed it to you, though.
Behind our parties, when you go underneath the interstate and back in behind there, where that mini storage unit is.
It is, yeah, for that.
He's not asking for anything different.
So he just...
Just the building quality, I just changed them all to low, because that's what we have been doing, and they were at average for some reason, and it's just a commercial building. I can't really do much with the land. It would throw everyone else out there.
I don't have your value.
He just uses it for storage.
Yeah.
So, what's our...
So, I don't have it. I mean, it didn't get scanned in.
Oh, really?
It was at 264.05. He wants 132.850.
And you set it at?
I'm at 235.40.
235.
There's two buildings out there.
406?
And a 528.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he wanted it dropped because you can't develop the land.
The lake
and there's bed. Termites.
Right.
And there's nothing we can do about
so
that.
So, yeah,
how much land does he have there?
2.66 acres.
235.040.
This is, again, commercial. One of the ones that rolled over.
Yep.
And you're going to see the huge jumps in commercial. I mean, it's just been that long since they've even been looked at. So
235.040?
235.40. $230,540.
I guarantee he wouldn't sell for that.
No.
$230,000.
I got it wrong.
$230,540.
Yep. Yes.
$230,500.
Okay. I had it $235,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's commercial and it's there.
Yeah.
Unless someone else has a until they get whatever they have to do to get that land. Changed out of commercial and said that you can't ever put anything
one more
up.
Done?
I think that's it.
Is that how they do it?
Yep, that's how they do it.
Okay, so now we need to make a motion to accept the referee's recommendations on all the protests heard today. Do I need to go through the protest numbers, Joan?
Yeah. No. So moved. I'll approve them all to the referee's recommendation.
Scott, you go too quick. I second it.
I won't. Note that each individual file was
reviewed.
Was reviewed and discussed.
After review
and discussed.
Because, yeah, that's the main point, I think.
Right.
That's just. So we can say we looked at everyone.
Yes.
No.
Individual. I'll put that down.
You got to keep an eye on that.
Jumping
it.
Yeah.
Well,
Mike could
just. How many?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Two more days.
Are we 9 o'clock on the 17th?
Yes.
All day, pal.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
All day.
There are no Turk cases to discuss today, correct?
Nope.
So no closed session? We do not need to go to closed session on new business C or D.
Correct.
Okay, so new business is done. Mail and emergency business, none. There is nobody in the public. Any public comment? None. We will be adjourned at 10:58.
Good job, Kevin.
Scott keeping me on track here.
No.
So he should be a pro.
Yeah.